Pub 408, Installation Process. Requirements for the installation process are included in Section 529 specification. The installation process starts with the saw cutting and removal of existing pavement. It is required to use a diamond saw to cut the existing pavement where required. A wheel saw with carbide cutting teeth is not permitted. Existing pavement is removed by the lift-out method, using caution not to disturb the existing subbase. Saw cutting and lift-out holes may be done up to 5 days before pavement removal, but only existing pavement that can be replaced in the same workday can be removed. Subbase preparation is an important part of the precast concrete pavement installation process. If necessary, existing material must be removed to the required subgrade elevation for new slabs that are thicker than the existing pavement. If open-graded subbase, or OGS, is present, it must be removed. Additionally, if unsuitable material is present, remove it and replace it with compacted number 2A coarse aggregate. It is important not to remove any more material than necessary because this will slow down the production rate of precast concrete pavement placement. Finally, shape the final subbase surface to be firm and even.